One, two, three, Android. Are you ready? Come on. Are you ready?
Hey, this is Wade.
And I'm Matt.
And this is Discorder Radio.
We're the on-air baby of Discorder Magazine, your Vancouver indie music monthly.
You listening to Discorder Radio,
CITR 101.9 FM.
Tune in every Tuesday for live interviews, music from the hottest local artists, and good times. It's 5 o'clock Tuesday. It's time for Discorder Radio. Tuesday, July 4th, 2017. Happy 4th of July to our American friends, and happy belated Canada Day weekend to all our fellow Canucks out there. Hope you guys were celebrating loud and proud over the course of the weekend. Discorder Radio is back on the air. Brand new show. Lots happening today. Dora Duber, Cat Caught, they're here, along with Puzzlehead. Kick it off today for us with the track Trucks from Trucks. Puzzlehead, Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. This track there was called Trucks by Puzzlehead. And there you go. That's my my ultra Canadian accent coming off the Canada Day weekend. Yes, we are live on CITR 101.9 FM, Discord Radio. Wade here along with Dora D and Kat K. Hello, hello.
Hi. Howdy.
And actually, a special happy 4th of July to our friend from California.
And from New York.
I thought you were from Toronto.
I was born in Buffalo, New York. Born and raised for a while.
I was unaware of that.
Yeah,
wow.
No. I'm wearing
American Invasion.
Yeah. I'm wearing a, like, 94 World Cup shirt because it's the only one I have that's, like, kind of has an American flag on it. It has eight other ones.
Oh, that's
so
good.
So I feel like it's not
good.
Too... It's not, like... But it, like, really...
It's really colorful.
Thank you.
It is. Yeah. This is, I think, the third week in a row where Dora's outfit has become a topic of conversation to start the show.
I think we just make it a segment. Dear listeners, call in if you want to know what
outfit
I'm wearing.
Of the day. Yes.
Yeah, no. The Discord Radio Instagram is just finally taken over by my fashion.
Yes. But actually, it's looking around, it's very fitting. Kat has a flower on her shirt, and she is from San Francisco. You know, of course... Be sure to wear some flowers in your hair. This being the 50th anniversary summer of the Summer of Love from San Francisco.
What? Yep. I didn't even know.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you planned that.
Big thing over there.
Yep.
It's a big deal.
What does it even mean?
And
just like the summer of, like, I don't know, like hippiness. Like prime peak hippiness.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
The peak of it was actually the Monterey Music Festival, Monterey Pop Festival. For 3 days in June of 67, it was the Mamas and Papas. It was Ravi Shankar, Jimi Hendrix, Janis Joplin, all the big names of the 60s. A lot of them had their coming out party at this festival in San Francisco, which happened in June of 67. And it was marketed as, if you're coming to San Francisco, be sure to wear some flowers in your hair. And she's wearing it on her shirt. Yes. And speaking of shirts, I'm proudly wearing my Captain Canuck t-shirt.
Canuck.
As you know, I'm very proud Canuck.
And
I didn't have a Captain America shirt for today, so here we go, Captain Canuck. So we're all wearing our great outfits, and
we're repping.
Dora, way to start us off with the trend with your outfits being the topic of discussion.
You're welcome. Also, I think I win. I'm just going to put it out there.
Hashtag
I'm giving
winning.
Myself the title. But so Puzzlehead, they're Trek Trucks. They just off their album Trucks. And they're actually going to be playing this week. I don't know if you guys heard, but the Tent City that was on Main, kind of near Main and Industrial, kind of, or Terminal National, whatever, was closed and shut down, which is upsetting. I was really mad about it, but there is an art show in solidarity with Tent City that's happening this Friday, June 7th, at Workplace, which is, the address is 163 West Pender, and all proceeds from art sales are going to go towards donations to the recently displaced and relocated 10-year Tent City and the Anita Place Tent City in Maple Ridge. There's no cover for this, which I think is really cool, but they are encouraging people to donate physical items for the camps, so kind of like non-perishable food items, sunscreens, hats, other like summer like sun protection, and then also tarps, sleeping bags, and camping gear for the winter and living.
Yeah.
And there's a huge lineup of artists that are going to be involved with this as well.
We played Puzzlehead because Katayoon Youssef. Youssef Biglou, who's been really involved with the station for a really long time, and is the lead singer and kind of like front head of Puzzlehead, is going to be showcased there along with Jake Puppy Teeth. He designed the pin that the special fun drive enamel pin that we made that's really fun and beautiful, alongside a beautiful collection of artists like Riley Cotter, Gemma Jaletsky, Danny Beckett, and a whole bunch more. So check out their Facebook event for more on that. And I really hope, I'm definitely going to be there. I'm like pretty shaken by this. That's happening this Friday. And then Puzzlehead also kind of keeping on with the Katayoon train as though it never stopped.
Chugga chugga choo choo.
They are playing with the Lovebirds out of San Francisco.
Woohoo.
And Divorcer, another classic Vancouver band, this Saturday, so the following night, July 8th, under the bridge or Troll Town. TBH, not really sure what that means, so be sure to message the organizers for more info. It's going to be $5, 19 plus, unfortunately, sorry. So make sure you go out on Friday. Just regularly make sure you go out on Saturday. So this is the Lovebirds. Out of San Francisco, filled with hate. You're listening to them on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
I've given up on life in this place.
Welcome back to Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9 FM. That was Puzzlehead. Was that Puzzlehead? Or actually, that was Divorce Cert. Sorry. Catch them with Puzzlehead and the Lovebirds July 8th. And coming up soon on July 5th, Wednesday, a few days from
tomorrow
in fact, There's going to be a free show at the Heatley at 696 East Hastings with Pierce Kingan and Lorna Howe. And it's 19 plus. And just for a taste, we'll give you Pierce Kingan, So Close. On CITR 101.9 FM.
To God, I thought I would have been found. Maybe I was a bit wrong when I had to cut him down. So close to God, I thought I would have been saved. Maybe it's time to move out. Stay.
Hey, welcome back to Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9 FM. That was Lorna Howe, Am I Born to Die? Probably, yeah.
Dramatic.
Yeah, I guess we all do. Thanks for answering the big questions and asking, Lorna. So that she's playing with Pierce Kingan tomorrow, Wednesday, July 5th at the Heatley. It's free. Go for it. Cause YOLO. Happening this Friday, June 7th at Blicklub. It's a 19 plus event, $5 a pay what you can. Cruel Sport, Be Afraid, Lawnmower, and TBA. I love Cruel Sport. I think they're amazing, and I think they're the cutest people in the entire world, so I'm 100% going to be there. And yeah, we're going to play a little track by them a little later on, but first we're going to highlight the champion of lawnmowers, Champion Lawnmower, with their track Teeth or Retirement. And you're listening to that on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
Three women, dressed in lingerie, were hanging from the ceiling on meat hooks. In an adjacent room, a man was in bed with two deceased females, also wearing lingerie. He positioned their arms in a sexy embrace. Down the hall, a man holding a chainsaw stood over the motionless body of a sixth woman, lying on a table covered in plastic. These are scenes from a popular music video by a Grammy Award-winning artist. If we want violence against women to stop, shouldn't we stop treating it like entertainment? Join the conversation at #NotOkay.
Let's go to Snackland. I only
Cruel Sport with Snackland on Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. And we have with us the lovely Britt. Hey, Britt.
Hi, I'm the editor of Discorder. Might as well say that for those people who don't know who Britt is. Miscellaneous Britt.
The like omnipotent Britt. So yeah. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing real good. I have some ink on my fingers because the fresh issue of Discorder was in my hands a lot today.
Oof.
I'm not even kidding. There's actual like ink in my fingernails. Sheds a little bit. It's shedding.
It sheds its love and its light.
It does. Yeah, I'm doing good. Thank you.
Nice, nice. So what is the summer issue? What is it?
Well,
and like, what is it?
Discorder is a magazine. No. The summer issue was formerly known as the July-August issue, but so it's an issue. It's a double issue, so it runs for July and August. We printed a few more issues of it also this year, so our distribution is 9,000 as opposed to 8,000. Prado is on our cover. Photographed by Pat Vallad. Prada is like an incredible local hip hop artist, really killing it right now. Yeah.
Yeah, we love Prada.
Yeah, we were just talking how much we love her. For the summer issue, I feel like I'm not maybe correct me if I'm wrong for like other past years, but like this one feels super summery. Like every page is like, it's summer today, like right now. It's very sweet.
Well, we had to counteract the duller color scheme that we went with, which is a little conceptual. But yeah, there are a few like special summer features. So Keegan Perlett is a longtime contributor with Discorder and CITR, and she's currently in Russia, and she sent us these incredible tarot scopes, very similar to horoscopes, but they're tied to tarot cards. So we have that as a summer feature, and then we also have a summer park guide. So Josh Gabbert-Doyen talked to a whole bunch of local musicians about where their favorite parks are and why, and so those are two of the kind of more summery features that we have. Yeah, I'm excited for summer. I think this issue is excited for summer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Kat and I both, like, ran here from the beach. So, like, the vibes are really
summer vibes.
Yeah. I'm curious about the color. It's kind of like a deep olive.
Yeah, it was. We were going for a sepia, but, yeah, it went... It's a deep olive.
If you see like a rogue deep olive like magazine around, that's Discorder.
Yeah, I mean, you never really know. Like our printing process, we have a great relationship with our printer, and it's quite collaborative on like Pantone colors. So for the more technical people who are listening right now, I'm probably going to butcher this explanation. But essentially, we print in black and white with a single Pantone spot color throughout. And so... But like based on how we submit the file, sometimes it's a little more saturated or not. And so every issue is a little bit of a crapshoot. We never really know if the color is actually going to turn out the way that it says. But it's fine because I don't know.
They're all beautiful. They're all perfect.
Yeah. And that's part of the fun of like independent publishing, and also just like walking in the morning on a Tuesday when the issue's gone to print and like you don't know what's going to look like, you know? It might be red. It might be pink. It might be sepia. It might be olive green. Go figure.
The magic of...
The magic of publishing, really.
Are there any like major themes in this issue at all, would you say?
Major themes. I would say... Place and accessibility is kind of has been like an ongoing theme for sure in the last few issues. Eleanor Waring wrote the second installment of Inaccessible Vancouver about specific venues and their accessibility. And we talked to the Chinatown Concern Group about what comes next now that they've won their fight against 105 Kiefer Street. Yeah, in my editor's note, I kind of bring up the topic of paint. Gentrification through paint, and just kind of the idea of like when certain neighborhood beautifying initiatives are promoted as we're going to make this city walkable or we're going to make this area pretty again. It kind of it really alienates the people that use that space already. So people like binners or people who are low income or who walk along the streets a lot, like it doesn't really acknowledge kind of the way that they make use of the space in favor for what, like selfies or hashtags or something, you know?
Yeah.
So I do mention that quite a bit.
Like kind of perfect segue. We just got a space downtown in Chinatown.
Yeah, we did. Yeah. I also mentioned this in my editor's note, but we got Plot, which is this incredible.
That's such a beautiful rhyme. We got Plot.
We got like Plot. That'll probably be a PSA in the near future for sure. Yeah. So Plot is this project space that's in Access Gallery, and we are going to be the first organization to take it over from September to the end of January for Discorder and CITR. We're going to be doing live broadcasting there, a whole bunch of different workshops. Essentially, we're just going to make like media accessible to the local community. We're like, we're coming at you. We're going to like run technical training. We're going to run panel discussions, workshops to produce content for radio and magazine, but also to teach people how to do it as well. Yeah,
that's
really
great.
Excited about that. So good. Thank you so much to Access Gallery, to Catherine DeMontre, Kimberly Phillips, and everyone else on the selection committee. It's really exciting, and I don't know what it's going to look like yet.
Yeah, no, I'm so excited. We had the first, like, meet on Thursday, mm-hmm. and it was so I was just thinking the whole time, like, oh, my God, this is happening. Like,
yeah.
What a dream.
Yeah, it's always been a dream. I mean, like, it's also obviously, like, really we'll always have a spot. Like, we are a UBC-based, like, radio station.
Yeah.
Like, we'll always be here. Always, always. But it's great to experiment with having an off-site location and trying to see what that will do. And especially since it's temporary. It's not like we're displacing another organization, or it's not like we are taking up valuable, like, land for an extremely long period of time. You know, we're popping in, seeing what we can do, pop out as a great experiment.
Yeah, I am so freaking excited. I think it's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
We kind of have to move on a little bit faster.
It's fine. But We can move on. I'm around. We need to carry this on forever.
But kind of also staying in, like, theme with space, Catalano is this weekend. And I know CITR is, like, live broadcasting it or something.
Yeah, CITR is live broadcasting from a stage or two.
Mm-hmm.
Gonna be around every single year we have some, and then yeah, you can hunt around. There'll probably be some Discorders floating around the festival as well.
Yeah, it's gonna be very exciting. Prado is gonna be there, kind of like tying it all in.
Yes.
And also the Courtneys are gonna be there, woohoo. So that's happening this weekend all along 4th.
Yeah, Saturday.
Thank you. I was like, wait, when? Yeah, and it's totally free, and we're going to be there. I'm definitely, Kat and I were we're going to tag team Prado. We're very excited.
Mm-hmm.
But more on her later. We're probably going to showcase her later in the month.
Nice.
But the Courtneys are playing at some point. And yeah,
let's play the Courtneys.
Thank you. This Saturday, this is their song 25, and you're listening to Discord Radio on CATR 101.9 FM.
love the idea of empowering female youth through music creation and performance? Girls Rock Camp Vancouver is a 100% volunteer-driven nonprofit that promotes self-esteem and builds technical skills in female and non-binary youth ages 8 to 18. Help support this initiative by donating, volunteering, or attending their end-of-camp performance July 15th at the Rio Theater. If you're interested in being a camper or volunteering with Girls Rock Camp, visit girlsrockcampvancouver.ca.
Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM, Art Deco with Rita Mitsuko off of Day Fever's. Art Deco, one of many artists playing at this Saturday's Cat Solano Street Party on West 4th, the annual Kit Solano's, I guess we were talking earlier before about street parties and how, you know, Commercial Drive has Italian days and Broadway has Greek days. And Main Street has car-free days. Well, this is kind of 4th Avenue's version of that. But they usually get, in my opinion, the best lineup of artists. And they always have at least 100,000 people in attendance. And two of those people this Saturday are going to be Dora and Kat. Isn't that right, Kat?
Big time. Catch us watching Prado. I love.
Yes, that was made very, very clear. There is an amazing lineup of local artists, including War Baby, who are no stranger to Discord or radio here, Malcolm Jack, Louise Burns, DOA, the classic Vancouver punk artists, Who else we've got? We've got The Orange Kite, Tulip, Johnny Payne, the Courtneys who we heard earlier, Art Deco who you just heard, and the Zolas, UBC gents, the Zolas who are doing really, really well, getting a lot more national play and even touring internationally. Those guys are going to be headlining. It all happens between 11 a.m. and 9 p.m. on Saturday, July 8th, between McDonald and Burrard on West 4th. Don't you dare miss it. All right. Well, we've been bringing back the charts. We abandoned them for a little bit in the spring, but it's summer, so we're back with a vengeance doing the charts. So let's read them out right now. We're going to go 5 through 1. Number 5 this week on the CITR charts is Alimony with Demo.
Number 4 is Institute with Subordination off of Sacred Bones.
Number 3 this week from Light Organ Records is Sarah Jane Scouten with the album When the Bloom Falls from the Rose.
Number 2 is Late Spring with Trembly Fog off of Agony Club.
Yes, Late Spring back, kicking it here in the early summer. And number 1 this week from their brand new album, Good Night Tomorrow, Needles Pins, back on top of the CITR charts. This is the track called Pressure Points, number 1 this week on CITR, Discorder Radio, 101.9 FM. CITR 101.9 FM, Needles Pins, number 1 this week in the CITR charts with the first track from their brand new album, Good Night Tomorrow. That was called Pressure Points. And moving right along, we got a few minutes left in the show, but there is another awesome album release happening this Sunday, July 9th. It's actually a tape release for Gesture. And we're going to have Mirepoix, Shrouded Amps, and Sylvia Rath all in attendance. And so in honor of that, let's play some Gesture for you right about now. This is Stature Imprint from Gesture off their brand new album, No Past. It Started All Over Again. Discorder Radio, CITR, 101.9 FM. The key, my understanding.
mystery.
All the time, and they will be playing on June 7th from 7 to 10 at Astoria, and it's 19 plus, and that's More Wine, Illacuda, and Robin Lent.
That's right, yes.
Radio is really made up of all those little moments,
yeah,
where you mess up all the time.
But we just keep rolling along and along.
Yeah, I know.
Nice. Well, thanks so much, guys. Great show. Thanks to Britt Bachman and Dora Duber and Kat Kott, all the double-barreled names.
And Jordan Wade.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Jordan Dwade.
It doesn't sound quite as good as double D, double K, double B, and double M is coming up next, Mike McNabb.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. And actually,
that's
this
incredible.
And this next, I actually wanted to dedicate this next track to double M, Mike McNabb, and our ex producer Matt Muse, because finally, for you old school punk fans, there's a show happening on Friday night in Abbotsford that you may want to know about. It is The Offspring. Yes, the Southern California pop punk quartet who brought us hits like Self Esteem, Come Out and Play, and yes, Pretty Fly for White Guy, are playing with Sublime, the surviving members of Sublime, who now go by Sublime and Rome. They're playing at the Abbotsford Event Center. It's a bit of a, they're doing a bit of a suburban tour. But for you old school punk fans, it should be a good show nonetheless. So, without further ado, hold on a sec here.
With a little bit more ado.
A little more ado, yes. Oh, there it is. There you go. There's the drums. Very nice. Yes, those drums from Ron Welty of Offspring, going back to their classic album Smash, which in true DIY fashion actually became the number one selling independent album of all time from Epitaph Records. Yes. Smash. Offspring, 11 million copies. This has got to get away from the spring of 1995, and you're listening to Discord Radio right here on CITR. 101.9 FM. Oh, yeah.
We'll be right back.